This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. About 500 miles southwest of Chengdu, Myanmar, the people there are still suffering from another natural disaster. 11 days after a cyclone left up to 100,000 people dead or missing, the military junta is resisting calls to let international aid workers into the affected areas. Andrew Kirkwood is the director for Save the Children in Myanmar. He's in the capital, Yangon.
We as an international community have probably trebled the number of people that have been reached over the last 3 days. But still, possibly as many as 50% of people have not received assistance. And they're out there in the storm that we have now in pretty dreadful conditions, sheltering under plastic sheets.
So they have no food, no shelter. And what water they have, they have to collect it from the rain.
Yes, that's true. Some people have obviously been able to protect some food from the storm. I had the opportunity to fly over a large part of the affected area in a helicopter on Saturday. And Saturday was sunny, and from the air we could see on high grounds in inundated areas, people were in fact drying what looked like rice on these plastic sheets.
And just describe what you saw.
Well, I mean, it was a sort of a double picture. On one hand, I mean, it was the first time that I was really confronted with the scale of the devastation, and flying at 4,000 feet, one could be on either side of the helicopter in places, the area was completely flooded, completely inundated with water. But having said that, I was quite surprised by the fact that almost every village of any size had at least a couple of buildings that looked relatively intact, where we hope people are sheltering at the moment. And I came away with at least some hope that it's definitely not too late to get assistance to people.
Now, I've read that it's been difficult for some aid workers to leave the capital, Yangon, and get out to the affected areas, that they're being stopped by military checkpoints and turned back.
That's absolutely true that international staff of agencies have not been allowed to operate in the affected areas. And Save the Children has not had international staff in the field. But while we have 500 national staff in the country, we have deployed 181 of those staff into the affected areas. There were some stories today, however, of at least one agency having national staff turned back at a particular checkpoint. But at the moment, that appears to be an isolated incident. I know many agencies have had difficulties clearing things through the airport. I have no confirmed reports at all of any agencies not being able eventually to get their things out of the airport. We Save the Children had a flight come in a couple of days ago, and it took us many hours to get the clearance done, but eventually it was done, and all of the supplies did make it through.
The UN is reporting that between 1 and 2 million people are in danger, are fighting to survive. How much time do they have left?
That's a very, very difficult thing to put a time frame on. I think that as the longer the situation continues, the threat of disease is obviously a major problem. And then there are many other problems, too. I mean, we have already identified 800 children who have been separated from their families, and that is only in 3 locations. So, I mean, I think we can say quite confidently that there are thousands of children who have been separated from their families. And this, you know, there's all kinds of things that these children are now vulnerable to. So we're started tracing activities and trying to trace families. But this is an effort. We expect that this family tracing effort will continue for a year or more.
Where are these children now?
These children are in sort of makeshift shelters like most of the survivors are. And the difficulties are that they're on their own sometimes, sometimes with siblings, but they don't have parental care at the moment, and that's a big problem for these kids.
What's going on in these shelters? Are people being served food and water and being taken care of by the government?
The government is providing assistance to some of the official shelters, but I think there are many more unofficial, spontaneous shelters, places where people have been congregating for over a week now. I'd say a lot of those shelters and a lot of those people have not received any assistance to date.
Andrew Kirkwood is the country director for Save the Children, and he spoke to us from the capital, Yangon. Andrew Kirkwood, thanks for joining us.